So these two guys, once again, Robbie owes me some money, forgot to bring his checkbook, and now is on the whole Venmo bandwagon again.
Yeah.
And then because I don't do Venmo, as we discussed in an earlier program, now I'm an old man. Now I'm a curmudgeon, and they want to know where my butterscotch hard candies are.
Yeah, your crimpets.
Well, I was also wondering those strawberry ones that have the strawberry wrapping.
Oh, and then with
the in the center.
Yes, all the gooey
those
center.
Are good. Those are good, though. Those aren't old man. Those are good.
Those are good.
Those are,
yeah.
Have you had a Werther's Original lately? They're delectable.
They taste like moth.
They're a delight. They do not.
They taste like tweed jacket
with the patches the on the elbows.
Yeah, always the pad. Yeah,
you got it. That's how
like
you keep
pine
it
saw and mothballs
and bowler caps. What else do old people wear?
Moo-moos.
They taste like Depends.
Yes.
No, butterscotch candies are delicious. Anyways, that's Dan Newbern in the basement studio with
back.
Us here.
Thank you. I drink to you, gentlemen, and your health.
222 podcast. Yeah. And if folks are a 222 historian, they remember back in the day, one of the first times, but very early on in Dan's appearances in the on the 222 podcast, he came on his way to what he will say wasn't a date, but he was meeting a girl at a bar that he was... romantically interested in some way, shape, or form.
Romantically is a strong word.
Yes.
And he was wearing sweatpants.
Yes.
And we questioned his attire.
Yes.
For going to meet a dame, a lady, a gal at a bar.
Now, I questioned it until I had said
sweatpants. Yes.
And then you learned.
And I learned. It's pretty fantastic.
And that's what I mean.
You two are sweatpants buddies.
I love sweatpants.
Yeah.
And now Dan shows up and he walks in here tonight.
Look at how high they go on the thigh, too. That's like the best part of it. Look at that.
Dan is wearing some sort of fleece peach short that has a bulldog on it.
Yeah.
Numerous bulldogs in different positions.
One of them's laying there. He's like, there. I'm done. I'm sleepy.
The other one is kind of lounging off to the side, almost seductively.
Yeah.
And then he's just plopped down.
Look at how high above the knee. Like,
they
that's
do.
That's a good, what, 5 inches above
that
the
is,
knee?
That is nowhere near the knee.
Like, I'm in with the shorter shorts.
No, that's
the in
style right now. You know,
I have a pair of salmon colored short Under Armour shorts.
You're getting me hot.
And they're fantastic.
That's what I mean. And people like the bright shorts in summer. But no, these are nice because they're like sweatpants, but they're shorts.
Yeah,
so
it's like terry cloth.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Very, very wicking.
Yes.
Very moisture wicking, which is good for the summers.
It is.
But yeah,
it's
it's
hot
funny.
Out lately.
It's funny because I walked in and Keller goes, are you wearing those for a bit? And I was like,
I thought he was wearing them just so we could talk about them.
No, I was like,
I appreciate you coming over and providing content. Yeah. That's more than Robbie does.
Yeah, I just show up and look pretty.
And he does a damn good job.
Damn good.
It.
It's in my contract.
But no, I was like, no, once you go home and you get changed into the comfy clothes, you're not getting changed back into it. So it wasn't I was dressing up for you. This is just...
You weren't dressing down for me either.
No, you're getting me in all my essence.
I like it.
This is my lounge gear.
I'm all about your essence.
This is my favorite Dan Newbern
this
look.
This is the best Dan Newbern.
Like the khaki,
yes.
Sweatpants, this. I like this.
Wow.
And also...
That's big.
Yeah.
You're a Seinfeld fan.
Love it.
You know how Kramer was out there and loving every minute of it.
Yep. Yeah, that's
Dan
Newbern.
Is our Cosmo Kramer tonight.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
This is going to be a fantastic show.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I missed you guys. I needed a good laugh. It's been a stressful couple
months.
3 minutes
in and we're off the rails.
Yeah, we're off the rails.
I needed some 222 in my life. I always enjoy when we're down here in the basement studio.
Other people need a little 222 in their life.
That's facts.
Amen, sister.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, you brought a beer for us to try, and this is off a beer mail order system that you have signed
up for. Yeah, it's really cool.
You were on this app, and...
I spend way too much money on it. I have a problem.
Dan walks...
I'm a binge kind of guy.
Dan walks into my office and goes, my beer shipment went out. It's over 50 pounds.
Over 50 pounds of beer coming to my house. But dude, it's stuff that you like can't get. Like some of the stuff is from California, from Washington.
Do you pay for the shipping on that?
So it's $14 flat rate shipping, no matter
well,
how many beers you order.
Pounds.
So that's what I mean is I'll order it, you know, maybe once a month, and I'll just load up for the entire month. And sometimes you can get like a good deal, like a 16-ounce can, $3.50 a can.
Well,
for
not bad.
A craft beer, that's a good deal.
If Dan was bringing West Coast, he would have to pay extra in order to check it. That's how much it weighs.
That is true.
Weigh it now.
You know what's on? I actually almost signed up for one of these one time only because the Stone Cold Steve Austin beer was on it.
Well, the nice
Skull
thing,
Ranch or whatever
Skull
it was.
Ranch IPA. Yeah.
The nice thing is it's not one of the beer of the months where it like forces you to get a beer. Like you get to pick whatever you want. So it's just really nice, and especially with the you can get craft beers everywhere now. It's kind of cool to try ones that you wouldn't try unless you were in Washington or whatever.
Now, do they come cold or
no? So they come, they just come shipped, and then you cold. So it's not you don't have to worry about it getting skunked or anything.
Yep.
This is from Second Shift Brewing. It's called Sunny Cat, and it's a New England style pale ale brewed with oats
and
dried tangerine peels, brewed in honor and in memory of our sweet sunshine.
Yeah, they had a cat that like ran around the brewery and ate mice, and it died. So they made this beer. Drink up. They put the beer in the wort.
The cat in the wort.
Yeah.
May this bright beer bring its imbiber as much joy as our sweet kitty brought us.
Yeah, and look at that cute little kitty on the front.
Yes, its green eyes are very penetrating.
I know, right?
Robbie loves it, I can tell. Robbie,
I don't think he doesn't dislike it. I think something got him.
Okay.
A little bit. I mean, it might have been the dead cat. You know, dead cats are funny.
Not to the cat.
Yeah, that's very true.
It smells good.
The kitty does smell good.
This is actually very drinkable.
Very good.
That's what I thought you guys would like it. That's why I picked this one.
May I see the can?
Yes. I would like it to be a little juicier. It is kind of, it's not dry hopped, but it is kind of, you get the really dryness of the tangerine peels. You really do get that in the beer, I feel like.
I think it could use actually a little bit, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think it could use a little more hops.
I think it could
use just like a little bit more bite on the end of it.
You've come a long way.
Well, thank you. You are the one who's opened this journey for me, but I like it because it's one of those drinkable summer beers.
It is.
This is like a poolside kind of beer.
It is. While it has a little oomph to it, it still is very refreshing.
A little undercarbonated?
A little bit.
That could be could be the style. I think when they put the lactose in there, sometimes you don't get the same amount
of
carbonation.
What is lactose? I mean, like, seriously.
It gives it the creaminess.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, no, I like lactose intolerant.
Yes.
I'm not being dumb. Like, I didn't know if that was, like, the same.
I think it is.
Okay.
I just don't think there's a lot. I think it's just a touch of lactose.
Well, I like when they put the lactose in because I'm a fan of those, like, milkshake IPAs.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where lactose kind of gets
like the
in
milk
there.
Stouts and stuff like that, too.
Oh,
I don't
love
like
that.
Different animal. That's a different animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think this is very good.
I enjoy this.
I would give this I would like it to be a little juicier. It's a little dry hop for me, and I don't love that style, but I love the cloudiness. I love the fact that it is brewed after their cat, which died, and the story is fantastic. You had to get that from somewhere else because you didn't get all.
Oh
that
no,
from
I
the
got
can.
It from the app.
Yeah, the app.
Yeah,
so,
they write like these just giant like things
awesome.
That just make you kind of have to buy the beer because it's like the resinous grapefruit will just cascade over mountains of evergreen, and it's like this beer sounds like the best thing
ever seen, drank.
Exactly. That person is one click away from applying for a penthouse forum job.
Yeah, and I always just read it in Morgan Freeman's voice for whatever reason.
I'm so mad at myself. I can't think of the opening.
Andy Dupree.
What's the opening?
Killed this cat.
I wish I could tell you.
What opening?
To the penthouse letters.
Dear penthouse.
No. It was in a Seinfeld episode. I can't believe it never happened to me. Or what is that? Oh, I'm so mad at myself.
This never happens to me or something like that. Or I can't believe this happened to me.
Yeah, something like that.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yes. Yes. It was all about, damn it. I can't think of his name. The guy with the hair.
Yeah. We're all just forgetting everything. It's because it's a
name?
late night.
The model, the beefy model with the long hair.
Yeah.
No, Fabio.
Fabio, yes.
Yeah.
Fabio.
Fabio in the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter
commercials. Tomato.
Well.
More envious of Fabio's body or his hair, gentlemen?
His hair.
Okay. Mm.
Because hair you can just have.
Yeah.
The body you have to work for.
Fair.
And I am.
If I could have the body and not work on it, like just,
yeah.
just
get
body.
Out of the shower like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Just get out of the shower glistening?
Yeah.
Man, I'd sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd look good in your shorts, too, if I did that.
I mean, you'd look good in anything, Michael. with or without.
All right, flight directors, I want the go, no, go for launch.
Retro.
Go flight.
Booster.
Go flight.
Inco.
Go flight.
Trajectory.
Go flight.
Fido.
Go flight.
Ava.
Go flight.
Capcom Freedom.
Go flight.
Capcom Independence.
Go flight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's pucker time.
Oh,
Not again.
This is the 222 Podcast with Mike Keller.
The Jerk Store called. They're running out of you.
And Robbie Lessig.
You just made the list.
Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/MikeandRobbie and at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. Plus, you can send them an email at 222mandr@gmail.com.
We're ready to believe you.
Now, here's Mike.
It's Miller time.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Episode 152 of the 222 Podcast right here on mikeandrobbie.podbean.com. You'll also find the show, of course, on the Podbean app. Plus, you can find it up on the Apple Podcast app, which is the best way to enjoy the show week in and week out. And if you are on that Apple Podcast app, feel free to scroll on down to the bottom and leave us a review. Give us a rating. That would be the very best thing you could do if you are a fan of the show, along with going onto social media and sharing it on your Facebook page, on your Twitter page, all that good stuff, and helping spread the word about the 222 Podcast. Facebook.com/MikeandRobbie, at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. And if they chose to, Robbie, they won't, but if they chose to, they could send us an email.
Email 222mnr@gmail.com.
Hits it out of the park. Boom! Each and every time, ladies
He's
and
good,
gentlemen.
Man.
Boom.
We got lots to get into, lots to talk about, and we are joined, as you heard, in that rambling, incoherent,
I thought it was good,
winding open, Dan Newbert with us from now, the Matt and Dan Show.
Yeah.
On WEEU.
Got my own name and a title.
Branding, baby. Branding.
That's what I'm saying. Well, it just makes more sense.
What's it like to be a big deal?
Well, you know,
the
I learned.
Matt and Dan Show.
I learned from watching you. It says Mornings with Mike. Yeah. So.
That's Billboard. True. Billboard.
We are rebranding exactly. The morning show as well. And also, you're getting even more Mike and Dan throughout the day, as the morning show will now be on from 6 until 10. So, Mornings with Mike every day from 6 until 10 for the time being. And Afternoons with Matt and Dan from 1 until 5.
I'm sorry.
8 hours
yeah,
of
that's
us
a lot.
On your airwaves.
Yeah,
so,
that's a lot.
Sit back and enjoy.
Whose mistake was that?
I got to talk to management.
Yeah, seriously.
I can give you the new owner's email address.
All right. Yeah. Have it up. We'll have a chat.
You can try to talk him out of this grave mistake that he has.
Turn back now. What the hell is happening?
I hit a button.
And we want another hour of this guy. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
I tell you. You know how it's going to take me longer to edit this show.
No, yeah. We're not that. I think we're good so far.
No, I hit a button. That was my fault.
Yeah, no, but I think you leave it in. I think
that's.
I think on a late night show, we do a no edit show.
That's authenticity.
Yeah.
Authenticity.
That's what I mean. No edits.
Your
today.
New owners aren't listening.
Yeah.
Let's hope that is.
Yeah, let's hope not, actually.
Oh, wait, anyways. Hold on. They're calling me right now. Hold on. I take this.
It'd be weird if they're listening right now because this is not going out anywhere.
I gave them the feed.
You gave them what feed? By feed, he means he has the basement.
There's
bugs.
A backdoor feed. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to say it.
Robbie hasn't said
it.
That since college. anyhow, we do have some. I actually want to talk about some station stuff because one of the programming changes not only is the Mornings with Mike, the morning show, now a longer program, as is Dan and Matt in the afternoon, but we've kind of shifted around some other things, including the fact that the new owners have come in and they've done what any new owner of a company would do. They looked at the books.
Mm-hmm.
They saw what was making money, what was losing money. And one of the things that was losing money was Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we were paying more each month to have him than we were making in advertising.
That's smart business.
So yeah. What they did was they decided, look, we're just going to have to not carry him right now. It's not working. It hasn't worked from a money standpoint. So we're going to try something else. Now, we've all been disappointed in the past. We've all had a TV show. We've all had radio shows that have been taken off the air on whatever channel we have either listened to them or watched them on.
Yes.
And for the most part, if you are a fan of a local radio show, when that show goes away, it's just gone.
Oh, it's gone forever.
Like, yeah. There's no listening to it somewhere else. Nowadays, you can maybe catch them if they do a podcast. When they pop up in another town, another city, another part of the country,
yeah.
You can go ahead and listen online on an app or something like that. But let's say 10 years ago, there was a bunch of radio shows. Like, I was the only person listening to Free FM on 94.1.
I've never even heard of it.
I was the only one listening
to it. You're literally the only person who's ever heard of it.
It was after Stern left radio terrestrial and went to satellite radio. They flipped a bunch of the rock stations that he was on into guy talk stations called Free FM. Because you had to pay to listen to Stern on Sirius. They had guy talk on Free FM.
Okay.
And it was a lot of great shows.
Yeah, I bet.
I loved it. No one else listened. Yeah. Nobody else.
Well, he took his audience with him.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, you know.
That's true.
And when that failed and those shows went away, I was pretty bummed out.
Yeah.
And a lot of those shows never came back. There was one or two shows that actually went on to different cities, and I've listened to them off and on now even on their podcast. So I did get those shows back, but I had to wait like 3 months, 6 months, a year, a couple years before they returned. The nice thing for people who want to hear Rush, they can get him online.
Anywhere.
They can get him on other radio stations in the region. So you can still listen
to
Rush Limbaugh.
He even has a podcast, I think. Yeah. I mean, all that
junk. You can get it anywhere.
Anywhere.
So I totally get the fact that people are bummed out that he's no longer on WEU. Because I've been in that situation with other shows.
It sucks.
But what I don't get is the people who are calling up and cursing out.
Oh, they want answers.
The employees who answer the phones. That is what bothers me.
The receptionist got called a bleepity bleep bleep.
Yes, a bleepity bleep bleep on numerous occasions. Numerous occasions.
Somebody called up. I go, WEU, how may I help you? Drop dead, you bum. I was like, what? Well, you sound like a very well-adjusted individual.
To be fair, though, that was 2 weeks ago, and that was just on their normal.
And that was me.
Yeah, it was unrelated.
I thought it was Mike.
I mean, he called between 3 and 5.
Yeah.
You got very confused.
He was a little late.
Like, you can call up, even if you want to call up or send a message to the station that says, hey, I was a big Rush fan. I was only listening to your station for Rush. You have lost a listener. I have zero problem with that.
I get that.
I totally get that. Like, when TV shows that I have liked went off NBC, went off USA Network.
Did you say, I want to talk to the manager?
I never called up and went, I'm never watching anything on your station again. Because guess
who
cares? Maybe something else good will come on the station I want to watch.
I called Warren Littlefield and said, listen, pal. Warren, listen.
Look, we got to level
you. Bleepy, bleep, 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 and bleep. Eating the bleep and bleep, bleep, bleep. Bleep, 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 bleep. Thank you.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
So I totally get you being bummed. I totally get the fact that it sucks that your favorite show is no longer on the radio. But to call up and curse people out, to me, that is like a bridge way too far. And I don't even understand how you get to that place. And also, we have been very clear with the fact that this has been a business decision. Yeah. It was totally about the numbers.
I mean, it makes sense.
And yet some people are taking this to be, as a lot of people do with everything, a political statement. And I promise
can't even
you,
like Roseanne anymore.
Not a political statement.
I mean, it's ridiculous, right? Hey, there's a perfect example.
That is a perfect example. Comedian trying to say something funny, whether you think it was over the line or not, just don't follow her.
And guess what?
And don't take Ambien.
That too.
And here's my thing, and I don't care. I love Roseanne. I love
the show. Was funny.
The show was funny. The reboot was funny.
Yeah.
I was a fan, and it was disappointing. And the new thing sucks.
So it's not as good.
That's what I'm saying. Is it? I mean, it makes perfect sense. We've all been disappointed. Yeah. When it gets to that point where you're talking to strangers, essentially, you're talking to a receptionist who is a nice lady by all accounts.
Very nice lady.
You know, it's just you don't. Here's the line. You don't have to step over it.
So here's my question. And again, I'm not in the biz.
Yeah.
Like you gentlemen.
Well.
But what I'm asking is.
You are the biz.
Well, yeah. How you doing? Like, shouldn't they have listened more or brought more listeners?
Well, it's not about the listeners.
Like, I mean, if they had more listeners, that means more advertising. That means more money.
Well, you
right?
would think it means more advertising, but it wasn't happening.
It wasn't happening.
I don't understand for what reason. It just wasn't happening.
Well, to be fair. Again, not a political statement. You cannot argue with the fact that Rush is polarizing.
Yeah.
Right? He's polarizing.
Well, it's actually... it's.
And some advertisers don't want to polarize half of their consumer audience, no matter what their political feelings are.
It would be the same thing if it was a person who is way on the left.
Yes.
But that's exactly what I was going to say. He's 50%. An extremist.
Yeah.
He's an extremist.
And some extremists, they have their hardcore advertisers, but they have problems... attracting a more
middle of the road
advertisers.
And here's my thing.
It's just like we've talked about numerous times with like comedians or talk show hosts. Why would you want to neglect half the people
stupid.
Who could possibly?
Well, like for me, for instance, I can't stand
Mike Keller.
Yes,
Dan Newbert.
No, False.
Hell yeah.
No, the guy, the Colbert.
Stephen Colbert.
Yes, I don't care for him.
But you don't call CBS.
No, I don't call CBS, but exactly. Like, to me, it's too political.
Yeah.
Like, I want to laugh. I want to escape.
That's the exact reason why we wanted to have comedy.
Yeah.
And here's my thing. Look at it that way. You are, and all jokes aside, you're branding your local talent.
And that's what we've said. We're putting more of a focus on local.
That's
but really,
point.
It would not have come to that if it wasn't a money loss. That is the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure if Rush was making whatever dollars...
He would still be on.
He would still be on.
If he was the thing keeping the station afloat, he would still be on.
Because these new owners, they're not going to dump things
they're not
that
messing
are making
around.
Money.
Well, that's what new business owners do. They're gonna cost cut or dump something that
you have to.
Why would you keep something on your books that you're losing money?
Especially when we were dealing with the whole bankruptcy thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean is when people try and assert like, oh, well, I don't believe that it's a business decision. Like, have you heard that the company just went through bankruptcy? Like, is this not a time for business decisions?
What you guys did was you planted this whole bankruptcy story from the beginning just to dump Rush 3 months later.
Deep-seated scum.
It's silly to me. I mean, also...
That's life now,
though. Well, that's the main problem. That's the world we're living in.
Yeah.
There's no debate. There's no conversation. There's no middle ground. There's no decency.
It's me and you.
It's you're right, left.
Yes.
Whatever. And you can't come to the middle. And really, who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah. In the long run, it's best.
I'd vote for him.
Listen, I'm going to call you sweetheart.
Please do.
Well, I'm running on the campaign ticket.
You're running on the sweetheart campaign ticket?
Yeah, that's right, baby. Robbie Lessig, how you doing?
And then at every rally, you just throw out those sweet tarts that nobody
wants. Oh, that's brilliant.
All of a sudden, that Joe Biden touching thing doesn't seem like such a big deal.
Hey, you think Biden's bad? Listen.
You haven't even been
there
touched.
There are plenty of crap on the internet that's going to surface here, but that's the ticket I'm running, baby.
Oh, man.
You want a prevert?
I mean, he's
put me in office.
Prevert. he's got my vote. I mean, that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, well, the man in those shorts without underwear.
But that is true.
But my main thing is
it's very
airy. Even if I didn't know you gentlemen, it's branding, it's helping the local talent. You gentlemen have jobs, and now you have an extra hour to flourish. Seriously,
wow.
And all jokes aside,
and
if you're I love how the WEU, the local people were screaming. Now that they got what they want, then they make a little change, and now it's poo-poo.
And it's not everyone.
No,
I understand
that. It is a very, like everything, a very vocal minority.
And the issue is this very very minimal minority overshadow.
Yeah. Oh, they always do.
The positives.
That's
and
fair.
That's also...
Yeah.
A problem with
me. And we have gotten some very nice emails, some very nice messages as well, saying they're glad there's going to be more of the local shows.
Yeah,
I would say just as many. Yeah,
it's close.
It's close. We're not dealing. You and I are solely dealing with either emails or social media.
Yeah,
I was downstairs and I stood there just to kind of get a feel of how many phone calls were coming in, and it was a one after another for a good stretch of about 10 minutes the other day.
Really,
to the point where Linda was on the phone, and Mike Fox, our production guy, would have to answer another call while she was dealing with the first call. So it was quite the lineup of phone calls.
Berks County really has that many people that are on that side.
You just got to remember that again.
I mean, because
it seems like a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, it's probably a very small percentage.
True.
Yeah, and it stinks. Like I said, you can call and complain. I think
no one's calling up to say good things.
No.
I mean, the time when you're going to pick up your phone is when you're feeling angry, when you're feeling betrayed, when you're feeling hurt.
And again, I don't mind the complaints. It's when they step over that line and curse out people
but
that
you know
I thought was a problem.
Though?
Well, that's the bottom
line. Just move on.
Because Stone Cold said so.
Well, okay.
Because Stone Cold said
so. I'm a little irritated now.
Do you need a back rub?
No, I need more beer.
Well, that can be arranged.
We have that for you right here.
But that is it's a shame.
Yeah, well, it stinks
because positive things are coming from WEU.
And we've all been there, like I said, with different shows that we've liked getting canceled. I mean, I wrote down a whole list of different TV shows that I was really into that all of a sudden went away after a season. Like, I was one of the few people who was watching Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Oh.
That Aaron Sorkin show that came out. It was about a late-night sketch show.
Yeah, 30 Rock beat him to it, though.
Yes, but this was kind of like a more of a drama-toned, dramedy. It had Matthew Perry and Bradley Whitford in it. And it was good.
Matthew Perry has done nothing.
Yeah.
So you knew that was going to get canceled.
He's had very bad luck.
He's the kiss
very
of bad
Wasn't luck. He like in a show where he just managed an arena or something?
Yes, yes. Mr. Sunshine.
Yeah.
I watched that show, too.
That was actually the second one on my list.
and he was on one where he was...
It was all Matthew Perry shows.
He was on... What is
your thing with Matthew Perry?
And Joey. He watched Joey. The only person who watched Joey after
Friends. Watch Joey. There was also a Matthew Perry show where he played a sports talk host, and I liked that one a lot too.
The shocker.
I like Matthew Perry, but you got a problem.
I am all in. I am all in on Matthew Perry. Whatever he does, except that Odd Couple crap.
Mike sees there's a new Perry show coming out, and he's like, "Yep. Ready to get hurt again. I know that thing's getting canceled.
Set my DVR."
It was called
for all three episodes.
It was called Go On, and it was really, really good. Also, I liked the show Sports Night that was only on for like two seasons. That was an Aaron Sorkin show back in the day about kind of a behind-the-scenes look at Sports Center.
So that's all Sorkin does, really.
I like Sorkin, yeah.
He's a behind-the-scenes kind of guy.
Have you ever seen The Grindr when that was on? That was Rob Lowe and Fred Savage on
the
Fox.
The Grindr, isn't that a gay dating app? That is. That's not censorable. That's true.
How do you know that?
Because everybody
knows that.
That's not censorable. What? Is the Reading Eagle going to come and get me? You know?
I don't need... Wait, you both know about that app?
Yeah.
Well, we're on it. I mean, look at my shorts.
Yeah, damn it, you beat me to it. I've been looking at his shorts.
Oh, God.
So I like that show. That was a fun show. I also Trophy Wife was a good show that had Bradley Whitford in as well. There was a show called Life many years ago. I think back in like 2007 with Damian Lewis. Might have been before he was even on Homeland.
I've never heard of any of these shows.
Me
that was
either.
Good stuff. Again, I was the only one watching them. I was really into them, and they got canceled.
I can't really even think, and I've been trying my hardest ever since he said he had a list, trying to come up with a show that I really like. That hasn't, like, of course, Seinfeld I missed, but it ran its course. Like, nothing they took too early.
I'm talking about shows that either got canceled after 1 year or like 2 years.
I can't think of anything.
What about, I mean, this one I got to later. So, like, I saw it later in my life, but then I realized, hey, there isn't enough of these episodes. And for me, it was Freaks and Geeks. I thought that was like an
I never
excellent.
Got into that one, yeah.
And I feel like that's how a lot of, like, that's what happened is, but when you go back and watch it, that's why it has that cult status. But then there's only two seasons of it. If you look at the actors that came out of that, the actresses that came out of that.
It's got a great cast.
And that it was Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that one for me is one that stands out with only a couple seasons, but even a show that had seasons that got canceled for me, even though it was like circling the drain the last couple seasons, I was still bummed when Scrubs got canceled.
Yeah, me too. They tried to reboot it.
Yeah,
and
it was so bad.
It was
that
bad.
Stupid Lucy chick.
I would tell
bad.
You another one that I got into. If it was on NBC, it was called Revolution.
And Matthew that Perry
no,
went around.
Matthew Perry was not in that show, but it was about like the world and something happens and all the power goes off in the world.
Yes,
it falls back in time. There was this weird disc.
Yes, oh, wow. Yes, and I remember
was,
that.
It was
that
actually a very good.
Good
show.
One season,
and it was like the worst part is of shows like that when they got the sci-fi.
Oh,
drama
then you never
element.
Know whatever happened.
There's a cliffhanger at the end of the season. Yeah. I'm still hanging on to that. I'm like Sylvester Stallone, hanging on, trying to find out what happened in that
I got
show.
One.
Nobody gets the cliffhanger movie reference.
No.
Yeah.
There's also one. Was Matthew Perry in that one?
I didn't. Sylvester Stallone was that in that one. That's
Jericho. Did you guys
Stallone.
Ever see Jericho?
I didn't see Jericho. I know the Wall of Jericho.
I've heard of that.
Well,
but
yes. No, not
I
the Wall of Jericho. And no wrestling reference there, but Jericho is actually a good show. They actually had to alter the ending because it stuck on for a season.
Yeah.
And then they had to like totally, and then it got canceled.
Just like tie
and
it
then,
together.
Yeah, it made no sense. It was horrible.
Oh, man.
And what was that? Timeless. That was just that was.
Oh yeah,
I really liked that show because it was kind of a history. Like they would go into history and try to alter.
It was a time travel type deal.
Yeah, and it was very. That was a good show, and Lee and I don't really agree on TV at all, and that one we watched together, and that ended after two seasons, and that was a disappointment, too. And she's not bad to look at, that little time-traveling girl.
Now, they had it on for two seasons, but was it the second season, or did they bring it back for another season that was kind of like an abbreviated season?
It was a second season. I think they did, like, a movie then.
Okay.
Or what something like a long... Heck? Yeah, it was
because
hard.
There was a, like, a, again, social media, there was this outreach...
The backlash.
...of fans, and they did it the right way. They said, look, please bring it back. They didn't threaten anyone.
Yeah.
They didn't curse anybody out.
Listen here, you bleep 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 bleep.
I wish you would drop dead, you bomb.
To be fair,
I don't disagree with
her. That person's making some really good points.
Yeah. Designated Survivor. I'm glad that came back. I was just
on the flicks.
Yeah, I was, yeah. And we talked about this, but
it's what the kids are saying.
Yeah, Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
It was the season on Netflix. I liked the cursing. Like, it was nice to see the president actually curse. Like, but that was cool. But it was a little too heavy.
As we speak of Netflix and canceling shows, one that none of us touched on that we all loved, Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. Jessica Jones.
Yeah, yep. That's what I mean.
Did you watch? I watched the new season of Jessica Jones.
I did not see it yet.
It's a big.
I just love the first one. I like David Tennant. That's really what sold me.
That was
me
a
on the
very
first.
Good
The first
season
was good. The second season was a letdown. I thought The Defenders was a letdown.
Yeah.
And the third season.
I am the internal Iron Fist.
Yeah.
By the way, there were two seasons of Revolution.
Really?
Yeah. I watched every episode, so I just.
Oh, maybe I did.
Forgot how many seasons there were. Another one that I liked a lot. And again, I think there was two seasons of this. It didn't last long, and the second season was kind of an abbreviated season, I believe. But do you remember it was on ABC? It was a medieval musical comedy called Gallivant.
What the hell?
It was really funny.
Are you sure this wasn't just like a fever dream you had?
No, it was a medieval. Remember the guy?
The fan fiction. Did that you ever watch over here?
Do you ever watch like? I love Psych. You ever watch Psych?
I didn't watch. I know it's Psych.
The guy who played Lassiter.
Okay,
Detective Lassiter. He was like a king in this, and it was great. It was a great show.
Okay,
Gallivant. I'm gonna. You know what? You both. This is not. I am not making up Gallivant.
It starred Matthew Perry.
It did not star Matthew Perry. It was Chandler Bing. Here it is, Gallivant, right here. 97% of the people liked this TV show.
Oh,
it was
really?
Produced in 96.
Six watched.
We all
97% carry the one five people.
We all loved it. It was a musical fantasy comedy television series written by and created by Dan Fogelman.
Fogelman.
Yeah, of the Fogelmans. The series premiered on January 4th, 2015 as a mid-season replacement. And it was great. It was fantastic. You should definitely, if you shut your pie holes, there was 18 episodes, you should definitely go watch it.
What was the show, I always forget, I think I bring it up all the time, the show where they're in the radio.
Raw.
No, not Raw.
SmackDown?
Not SmackDown.
Sunday Night Heat.
Not Sunday Night Heat. That was actually good. That was on MTV at debut.
Nice.
Saturday Night Main Event.
That's horrible. What's his name was in it? The guy that, oh my God. I'm drawing a blank. It was a radio station.
I know. WCW Nitro.
No.
What a jerk, Stone.
I know. News radio.
That kind of.
He knew
ended.
The whole entire time.
He's such an ass.
He's just seeing how many ones he can name. Yeah. AEW.
Let's talk about Cold Brew. I'm actually impressed you know about AEW.
It's pretty cool, pretty actually. Cool.
Okay,
I'm kind of in on it.
That's impressive.
I'm kind of in on it.
I'm a little turned on right now. I'm not going to lie. The shorts and you mentioned AEW.
Robbie's
what are you doing after this?
Yeah. Watching AEW?
You completely derailed him right there.
I think it's pretty cool, actually. I don't know if you scoped it out at all, but I'm
awesome.
In on it.
It is awesome.
I haven't seen it. I don't know what channel it's on.
It's not on any channel yet.
That's probably
it's
why
it's
going
to be on TNT.
It.
They only had a couple pay-per-views. Okay. They're going to actually have a free pay-per-view on Bleacher Report app this weekend.
They're going to have a free pay-per-view.
Well, I know.
A free preview.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When is this going to be? Tomorrow night?
Saturday night, yes.
That's tomorrow night. What time?
7 on Bleacher, but I mean it's gonna be on demand, so you can watch it anytime. But download the Bleacher app, and it's gonna be on.
Can you wait?
Yeah, I can wait.
Can I come over and watch it at like 10 o'clock?
Yes, let's do it.
I'm in.
Okay,
mark it down.
And John Moxley is gonna be there. Chris Jericho, Cody Rhodes.
John Moxley, who is
Dean Ambrose,
one of my favorites.
Yes,
dude. I just can't wait to see Vince McMahon explode when he realizes that this could actually like threaten.
Do you know what he just did?
Oh wait, I want to talk. I have this right here.
Do you have it?
I do have it right here. Okay. We're gonna talk about it. Anyways. Stop calling and cursing us out.
Yes. I love
it. Tie a little bow on
that. I am going to hunt you down.
Drop dead, Newbert. Drop dead, Newbert.
You and your shorts. You sicken me.
Listen, Newberg. Just because you went to Burke's Catholic doesn't mean you can bring that holier-than-thou attitude.
You stupid doctor's boy. We've gotten that call before, too. doctor's
How
boy.
How do they know that?
Because I like said once on the oh, show, they're like, my dad's a doctor, and it was like, you're not funny, doctor's boy.
Well, to be fair, he was giving up diagnoses.
Yeah, he was like, I think you have syphilis.
He went, everyone called up, he went,
I know from experience, dude.
He went, does it burn? That's the clap. All right, quick wrestling talk here. This is what's interesting about this.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
There has been so much, I would say, disappointment in the wrestling world about the two main shows on WWE, which is Raw and SmackDown.
It's just become a little stagnant.
Yes.
It has.
And it's hard to stay a little stagnant when it's been years.
It's been like 2,000 episodes or something.
It's been worse than ever.
Yeah. But I mean the last couple years have been really
on the slow side.
Yes, on the very slow side.
When you're trying to get me pumped up about Rusev Day, it's not going to happen.
Rusev Day.
It's not going to happen.
They've had runs and like weeks where maybe between pay-per-views, it's been okay, but for the most part, like they'll hold me for about 2 months and then something will happen. Yeah. I have not tuned in probably a month and a half.
Yeah.
It's on my DVR and I just delete it each and every week. So they keep trying new things. Like the whole thing was the McMahons are going to run the show.
Ooh.
Things are going to be different. Steph, Shane, Triple H, we're going to be the ones here each and every week. We're putting it back in your hands. And then they go back to doing the same stuff that they've been doing the entire time. Now, back when the Monday Night Wars were raging, the guy running WCW was a dude named Eric Bischoff.
Uh-huh.
And he was battling on TV going at Vince McMahon week in and week out.
I love it.
So and then juicy. Just down 422 in Philadelphia, a little promotion popped up called ECW, and that grew a life of its own, and that was run by a man named Paul Heyman. Mm-hmm. Now, they since have had backstage jobs, even on camera at some points, with this company. Now, in what I can only say, an act of just like complete and utter just I need some help. I'm willing to try anything. This is a Hail Mary to fight off this AEW, maybe even to keep them from going to AEW. He has put Paul Heyman in charge of Raw, and Eric Bischoff in charge of SmackDown.
And this isn't a word. This isn't like on screen.
It's desperation.
Legit.
Times 100.
Well, I listen to the radio show every day, Busted Open.
I don't know if you know this, but he has been on Busted Open a handful of times. He's called.
Are you kidding me? That's actually awesome.
Yeah, he's their Bob in Sinking Spring.
Yeah, but
they like me.
And
they're Robbie. I mean, like the third time
they
actually knew who I was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's known.
Yeah, then they blocked his number.
He tried to start cutting promos about the 222 podcast. They're like, get this guy out of here.
Let me tell you, brother.
But Bully Ray, he's a co-host of Bubba Ray Dudley.
Okay.
So he's a co-host. So anyway, what he said was, and this is true, like any great general in war respects the other, like their other general.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You don't think.
So what he's doing is.
And he's had respect for these guys for a long time.
So even though they're, he won in essence. He bought both of them.
Yeah.
So he won.
Yeah.
But he's trying to be
a bigger man.
He's
trying to be, and he's also, much like we're trying to do our new owners, he's trying to succeed.
Well, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
And here's the thing. The man also has a football league to run.
Yeah, the XFL.
So that's another.
That's coming up real quick.
That's truly another big thing is like, the man is in his 70s.
Yeah.
How can you run a billion-dollar wrestling company and then run a company that's going to be worth about $300 million, a football upstart? I mean, it's impossible. You can't only one person.
But the one thing that hasn't been in Vince McMahon's kind of character is someone who steps back and tries to delegate. This is a big step.
No.
He has to on this.
If he is actually going to step back and let these guys run the show, because let's face it, for those of you who don't know, it's a television show. It's predetermined. So these guys are executive producers, head writers.
Yes.
They are showrunners in essence.
Yes, yes.
And, whatever happens on the show, these guys are going to have final say, obviously more so with the major storylines. They may not really bother themselves with some of the lesser storylines, some of the filler time, especially in Raw when you're 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I would say a good majority of the show, they are going to sign off on each and every time it goes onto the air.
And Vince has to let go. I mean, because
if he doesn't have a choice.
If he doesn't,
he's got to Elsa this bitch.
What's the point?
It's over.
He does.
Yeah, that was good.
Let it go. I like that
one.
That
was really good.
That was better than the cliffhanger bit.
Oh, way better. Yeah. Way better.
I like that one.
That's only because you guys didn't. You've never heard of cliffhanger?
No. I mean, I've heard of the term cliffhanger. I thought you were just like.
Yeah, I didn't get it.
I was like, yeah, I get it, dude. Cliffhanger.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be interesting. And also, the AEW thing, it's legit. They're on TNT. They're on TBS.
That's what I'm saying.
And also, the thing is with Bischoff, he has a very good – he's actually been executive producer of other shows. With them moving to Fox,
yep.
It's very important. Let me see that.
No.
It's a cliffhanger poster.
I've never seen that either. Oh, my God.
Was it the sequel to Rambo?
Is it a sequel to Friends with Matthew Perry?
No, it was actually the sequel to Throw Mom Off the Train.
That movie I've seen.
Wasn't Stallone in that movie?
No, that was Schwartz.
We got to get her off the train.
That was Danny DeVito was on that movie, wasn't he?
It was DeVito and Billy Crystal.
You so
and,
close.
And Stallone, yeah.
Wait, take two. No, it was the sequel to Tango and Cash.
Boom! Much better.
Back, baby.
Nailed it.
But anyway, it's crazy, right? I mean, it's like someone posted something on Twitter, and it said, Men in Black is in the movie, Aladdin's in the movie, Lion King, Eric Bischoff and Paul Heyman. It's like, is it 1995 again? like, you know.
So you're excited about this?
I think it's a good move. It can't hurt.
Now, does this take over immediately, or is it
there's some
gonna
debate
take some time?
There. This is my fear. This is a fake position, and this is just on-air talent.
Okay.
I mean, they've said it's not.
Okay.
But I'm worried it really. I'm worried it's just they're on-air.
And I'm going to trust Robbie on this.
Only time will tell.
That's
though.
My worry. Yeah, my worry is like they're going
to
come out and they're
but
like,
you'd be
oh.
more than happy to be wrong.
I would be happy. Yeah. I want to be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them on air.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to.
Well, I think they'll be on air. Just because they're on air, though, doesn't mean they're not still running the show.
And this is what I don't want to see. I don't want to see Hogan and Nash. And those guys.
You want to see the NWO?
No, let's move on.
And one more thing. Can we get rid of The Undertaker? Because holy God.
They got rid of him. Now they brought him back.
I thought someone was going to die when him and Goldberg were going at it.
Did you see Goldberg like knocked himself out?
I thought someone was going to die.
Was this that show that was over in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, horrible.
And The Undertaker like tombstoned him. And the guy, like he almost snapped his neck. Like I was like, dude, these guys are not... ready
and,
to
and,
do this.
And the Undertaker's all upset. It's like, dude, you could barely pick him up.
Yeah. Like, dude, just stop. Because Undertaker was one of the guys who said, I'm not going to go out like no bees.
Yeah.
So, let's back it up here and just, so what was he upset?
So I guess because.
Quick 30 second
explanation. I know, because Goldberg actually botched a move.
Okay, which he's known to do.
Which he's known to do because
he's
not
Goldberg,
good.
Yeah.
And he actually concussed himself and busted himself open.
Yeah.
So he was dead on his feet. You could tell he was like,
oh yeah, it was off.
He was dazed.
Yeah, and he didn't end the match. He wasn't listening to Undertaker saying, go home, we got to end this match, we can't do it.
Yeah.
And Undertaker was gassed in like the first 30 seconds. It was it was horrible. It was both of them.
It was one of the worst things I've ever
he's
seen.
He's mad at Goldberg, but it's like you're both 900 years old. Stop doing this.
It looked like two geriatric
gentlemen. Yeah, but you can't
gentlemen.
Blame these guys. Someone is offering them
millions
of dollars.
Do you know what the payday was for Goldberg for that one match?
$4 million.
Know?
$4 million.
Yo, wow.
$4 million.
That was a total guess.
I can get you a lot of gold.
And no matter what burglar.
I love gold.
I love gold. Hey, let's get to our drinks and our snacks here on episode 152. I do think, though, that both those guys will be on TV.
Who?
Because you have to. I think.
Oh, Heyman and
Heyman
Bischoff.
Bischoff. I think they'll be on TV and they'll be running the show.
That's an unfortunate last name too. Bischoff.
Bischoff? That's a good. It's a good wrestling name.
He has a great theme song.
He does.
What is
Bischoff?
It?
I'm back and I'm better than ever.
That's cool.
That's so great.
That's cool.
All right. Let's start with your drink or your snack. What are we getting into? I know what you want to start with.
This is snack.
Yes. So last week we had the White
Sorry,
Castle.
Slipped out. Had bratwurst earlier.
One of those demon dogs from Ghostbusters just came out of Dan.
Oh, what is this?
We had the brownies last
Do
week
you microwave
from White
it
Castle. Nope. And now you have what for us on a stick?
Gooey butter cake on a stick.
Now, this is kind of like a blondie type deal.
Yes. They did not have the strawberry cheesecake.
I'm kind of bummed.
They were out. Me too.
Oh, this looks good.
Anything on a stick. On a stick?
Hmm. It's nice and dense. It's very brownie-esque.
Oh, my God.
These things are dangerous. Give me the box, please.
This is really good.
You should have the brownie last week, Dan.
What's that, like, sugar crunch that's on the top of there?
Oh, yeah.
You just have, like, a layer of butter on it.
Oh. Mm.
This is good.
I'm going to get six more of these, and I'm going to be eating these on my staycation.
Mm. I don't blame you.
Robbie's going to be wearing Dan shorts, eating White Castle butter cake on a stick.
Oh, the crunchy top.
Yeah, like that little strudel is so good. I'm going to eat this whole entire thing. Yeah, this is amazing.
This is really good.
So I was worried because it wouldn't live up to the brownie because we both gave him fives. I'm worried that this wouldn't
live
up.
I don't know anything about the brownie, but this thing is delicious.
This does not hold up stick-wise.
No, mine already fell off.
As well as the brownie did.
Mm-hmm. Mm, my God.
Oh, that's good.
Dude, that is delicious.
I'm scared my drink is going to be really a letdown.
Can confirm.
It's going to be hard to live up to this.
Yeah. So, my drink to wash the delicious, delicious butter cake down.
Now, well,
I'm
real
saving
quick.
A bite so I don't screw it up with beer.
Where did you get this?
Giant.
Okay. I have not seen this in any other grocery stores yet. So, if you want this, and you should, go to Giant.
They have three flavors. They have the butter cake, the brownie, which we tried, and their strawberry cheesecake, and we're all out of the strawberry cheesecake.
All right. So, we'll try to get those for next week?
Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm going to run the gamut.
I see right on the back it says eating instructions. The first thing says eat one at a time.
Yep.
This smells like orange juice.
One.
Tastes like cleaning solution.
Remove product from plastic film by pulling the stick very slowly to increase anticipation.
Oh, God. That is sensual.
Once you are holding your dessert in a stick between your fingers, take a moment to admire it. Twirl it around and observe the textures and beauty of the delicious treat you are about to enjoy.
Wow.
Bite generously into your dessert on a stick and close your eyes to savor the indulgence.
I did that without even reading the instructions.
If you're alone,
you're a visionary.
If you're alone, feel free to...
How is that censorable?
Yeah.
That was borderline, but I didn't think it was that bad.
Feel free to all out.
All out is better.
Well, that's in text.
I'm reading the box.
I'm just saying all out. That's a lot more graphic than what I said.
You know what I love? I love White Castle. They're a little
They're very tongue-in-cheek.
They're a little nuts.
Continue enjoying until there's no more dessert in the stick and you are only holding the stick in between your fingers.
In betwixt.
Make the difficult decision to have another or save the rest for later or to share. In any case, smile, you just treated yourself.
That's fantastic.
That's okay.
Thank you.
That is fantastic.
I feel bad for Mike. He has to do a lot of editing. I come one time,
you know,
and I already see him feverishly writing down times on the paper. I mean, that's still an awful feeling. I haven't been here in months. When you say something and look over to your left and him scribbling down something.
I know. Every time I say something and I'm like, oh, man.
Then you just look out of the corner of your eye, and if he doesn't write something, you're like, yes.
Yeah, I know. I was like, did I get away with that one?
But here's the thing. When you say it, you know when to look. So you know what you're saying.
I know, but I like to push the envelope.
Yes. Pretend you're on your own show.
Oh, I've been getting raunchy. I was talking about Chicago, and the way that I kept explaining the band to people, I said, it's a very horny band.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, that was my big bit. People were loving it.
Loving every minute of it.
They were loving it.
You know what's funny?
That's the exact same way he describes that show Lucifer on Netflix.
I'm not good with adjectives. I only know a couple.
Yeah, you know what my favorite part in Game of Thrones was? The dinosaurs, man. They were horny. I mean, the dragons.
Yeah, well.
You know, I kind of knew subconsciously Dan was going to be here because I had the bottle, but I got the pounder of this beer instead.
And I got a growler.
You got a growler. That's great. So I got the Bud Light Orange.
Now, let me say, I have seen this in numerous convenience stores numerous times, and each time I've seen it, I've been like, I should get that. And then I went, I don't want a headache. So I do not get it.
I love it. I think it's a great beer to like switch up in between. Now, I've had this one before.
I like Bud Light Lime.
As do I. The Bud Light is automatic headache for me.
Yes.
Bud Light. Now, the Bud Light Lime doesn't do that unless I have like 3 to 4.
Bud Light Lime to me is actually refreshing.
It's
a great spacer beer.
Yeah, people poo-poo on it, but I think it's a good beer.
Poo-poo it.
I think it's great.
The lime takes away the terrible Bud Light aftertaste.
Bud Light is horrible.
It's got that aftertaste, and it's awful.
But that's why. And they have a lemon tea as well. Bud Light lemon tea. I didn't try.
I had that. It tastes like dip spit. It is not good. But this one... This is good. You just ate it after buttercream, too.
It's true.
It would be good with, like, a little barbecue action or something. I think it's, like, a good... It tastes like cleaning solution, but in a good way.
You know what's weird? Like, I smell...
You know what I mean?
Robbie, as Dan said that to me, for some reason, he looked deep into my eyes, and then after he said it, kept looking into my eyes.
Yeah. Because he wanted you to really feel that cleaning solution.
You know, what did you think?
He needed some reassurance.
But I thought it'd be sweet.
But it's good, right?
It smells sweet, right? It smells like... It should be like almost like a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it smells that way.
But it has a little bit of funk aftertaste.
I like Bud Light Lime better.
I do. I would say this is, I would drink Bud Light Lime over this. It's much better than Bud Light.
Oh, well, yes. That's
I would
much
give Bud Light,
like,
just to do a little foreshadowing, I give a Bud Light a 1.5.
I would give it a 1.
So,
Bud
I mean,
Light.
So that's...
If it's free, I'll give it a 1.5.
If it's that's 50 fair. Cents, like at a VFW or something.
Yeah.
It gets
why
negative.
Be at a VFW? I have no idea, but yeah. 50 cents.
By the way, a VF, former President W.
Well, if you go to VFW, you have to say W. You can't say W.
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 Yeah, that's true. That is true. It's part of the rules.
What are we going to do here? Let's do all my snacks. Where are my snacks?
I don't know.
They're right here. I'm sorry.
Late night.
I have it.
Late night, late
down
night.
Between
no
this. This is a bigger bag, and we have a bigger crew here tonight.
Oh, I like that. Let's try
that. So we're
going
to go with these. These are potato chips. We haven't had a potato chip in a while.
No.
These are Hawaiian kettle style potato chips.
Ooh.
Luau barbecue.
Yeah, buddy.
They're sweet and spicy, crispy and crunchy. So let me dole a few out here. Let me give some to the guests.
Now, I've had a Hawaiian chip.
These are big chips.
They're the kettle chips.
I've had a Hawaiian chip, maybe not this brand, on an airplane once, and it was a sweet onion.
Yep.
It was very good.
Sweet Maui onion.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to these.
There's a little ditty here. You guys want to hear it?
Oh, duffed.
Remove product from plastic film by pulling the stick very slowly to increase anticipation. Okay. Discover a new world of flavor when you crunch into these crispy golden chips, created one batch at a time to deliver the freshness and authenticity only found in Hawaiian-style chips. Are you okay? Cooked to perfection and seasoned to give you the authentic taste that only an open-fire barbecue can give you.
Oh, my God.
They look good.
These are
They're
amazing.
Really good. They're really sweet.
And they're crunch. That,
the kettle cooked.
Kettle cooked is the best ever.
That's the crunchiest kettle cook I've ever had, though.
As you say, they're sweet. There is that barbecue bite to them as well, though.
The barbecue bite comes on a little late, but they're really, really tasty. Because I normally don't go for a barbecue chip.
Mm-mm.
I normally go like a sour cream and onion or a plain, even just a nice plain.
But it's got a little like a little twang.
Yeah, especially the afterburn. I feel like, because it's not like spicy. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't describe them as spicy, but it has an afterburn.
Most barbecue chips taste the same. This is a very unique tasting barbecue chip. There's not like it's saying it's some offshoot of barbecue like Texas barbecue, Memphis barbecue. They all taste the same. This is a different kind of barbecue.
Where do you get these? Redner's?
Redner's.
These are all
my store.
These are amazing.
I always go there, look for Chef Tim.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this.
I'm going to start doing. Dan is the guy who helps out with the Food for Thought show on Wednesday nights at the end of the month on our station.
And they bring in so much good food. It's amazing.
Chef Tim's in there, and apparently Dan says every time Chef Tim comes in, he goes, "Where's Mike Keller? Where's Mike Keller?"
That's all he says on the air for an hour straight.
Every time
what
I
about Keller?
Every time I go into Redner's, I'm just going to go, "Chef Tim! Chef Tim!"
But at least he's going
to
be
there.
You know
what's funny? I can't believe Mike didn't do that show and then not invite me to get the free food.
That's fair.
Because he usually does that.
That's
that
fair.
Kind of thing.
That's kind of Keller. Well, he's going to be talking to Kevin Malone. Yeah. No mention of it to me.
No.
Yeah.
How do you know about it?
He mentioned it to me.
Hey, Robbie, you know what I'm doing
after
this weekend?
Provoked.
I'm gonna judge a wing contest.
Yeah, it's casual.
Yeah, I'm going
to the hamburger fest. And I'm just gonna eat a bunch of them. But he did get me in there, so I gotta I should probably stop while
I'm
ahead.
You should stop, but
yeah,
you know,
I'm just gonna eat this.
You could still. He won't invite me.
To be fair, that wing contest was on a weeknight. It wasn't a weekend.
To be fair, these chips are delicious.
You said you know what I'm doing this weekend, and I just wanted to correct you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You ever see that movie Cliffhanger?
I know Stallone was in it. By the way, now that I made that mistake about throw mom off the train, I'm imagining just taking out Billy Crystal from every Billy Crystal movie and replacing Sylvester Stallone and then doing the same in every Stallone movie.
When Harry Met Sally has Stallone next
and then
to
Rambo
Ryan.
Has Billy Crystal.
I didn't ask for this.
That's all I can think of. All right, and my drink. I'm excited about this.
My nose is running. That's how spicy these chips are. Like,
that's why I shaved a little buttercream to kill the spice.
See, I'm jealous.
I'm a smart man.
Once you were holding your dessert on a stick between your fingers, take a moment to admire it. Twirl it around and observe the textures and beauty of this delicious treat you are about to enjoy.
Twirl it around.
Yeah, like what are we twirling?
Bite generously into your dessert on a stick
and
close your eyes to savor the indulgence. If you're alone, feel free to loud.
Like, look at you, that's what I, that's very suggestive. That's
very, you know what I feel like when I'm reading this? I feel like Val Venus.
Hello, ladies.
I feel like I should be wearing a towel in a bush somewhere. Continue enjoying until there's no more dessert on the stick and you are only holding the stick in between your fingers. Make the difficult decision.
The big Valbowski.
To have another or not. All right. As I have made the announcement on social media and here on the show, I am enjoying sours nowadays.
Oh, and welcome to the club. I love the sour.
I went looking for a beer today for us to try because I haven't brought a beer in a while. I've had many other beverages, but not a beer. So I went in to one of our local establishments, and I found this Stout's Sour Sauce. This is a sour beer. I believe it's got peach in it from a Stout's Brewery. Down in Adamstown.
I love stouts.
Now, I've had a lot of their beers. I've had their IPAs. I've had some of their darker beers. I've had some of their Belgians, which are good. But I have never had a sour beer from Stout, I wanted to give this one a try.
I hate sours more than I hate IPAs.
Really?
Oh, I hate sours.
Why is that?
Because I don't like sour.
Well,
I mean, like,
that's as good a reason as any, right?
Like sour candy.
Yeah.
Like, just sour anything. Not my cup of.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not like they're overtly sour. Like, sometimes it could just be the style.
And they always smell like feet. That smells like feet. Prove me wrong that doesn't smell like feet.
I will see.
That smells like feet.
It kind of smells like feet.
Take your shoes off.
Yeah, I mean, he does kind of have a point. It does kind of smell like feet.
All sours smell like feet.
Smells a little footy.
But I'm still going to dive in.
And I'm going to go with an open mind.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Ooh, that is good.
You know what it tastes like?
I cleanse the palate.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. It tastes like a candy to me. Can you guess the candy?
Those peach rings?
Yeah, it's the peach rings, baby.
Which, by the way, Free Will and Chatty Monks combined to do that peach ring of fire.
Oh, really?
They actually used the peach rings to brew it.
That was good. They tasted that.
And the berry ring of fire, we had both, yes.
That was good.
This is really good.
This is good. And again, this is not...
Way better than it smells.
This is not one of those punch-you-in-the-face sours. It's a refreshing sour. I am all about these for summer beers.
Great sipping beer. You're not into it. You have to admit, though... It does taste better than it smells.
Let me tell you, I don't like disappointing Robbie with beverages, but there's something about Robbie
overtly upset.
Drinking an IPA or a sour beer that just, when he hates it, his reaction brings me such joy.
I've come around on IPAs. I really have. I've softened on them. I can't.
His joy turned to disgust rather quickly.
Let me see if I can turn that around. Remove product from plastic film by pulling the stick very slowly to increase anticipation.
Like, what the hell?
Once you are holding your dessert on the stick between your fingers, take a moment to admire it. Twirl it around a bit and observe the textures and beauty of the delicious treat you are about to enjoy.
They found the creepiest guy in the castle to write that one.
You know who wrote this? That dude from the Arby's commercials.
We have the meats for sandwiches.
I was going to say Andrew Dice Clay.
No, it's not Al Pacino from Son of a Woman. Hickory dickory dock.
Was Danny DeVito in that?
Bite generously into your dessert a stick and close your eyes.
Hoo-ah!
And ask Little Miss Muffet to savor and indulge it. If you're alone, maybe she'll go,
That was good.
All right. So let's get to our ratings here. Robbie, let's just start with your White Castle deliciousness. That is the gooey butter cake on a stick.
That's a 5. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. That's a 5.
It's like someone was going to shake him down and be like, it's not a 5. I don't care.
Who was he arguing with?
What are you judging me for?
I'm so beaten down by that sour.
That completely changed his mood. But this gentleman who is defeated to my right, he is definitely correct. That is a 5. If I could go higher, you know what? Screw it. I probably won't be here next week. 5.5.
I don't...
No!
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, seriously,
I mean, what are you going to pick apart about?
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you like this better or less? I'm not going to say worse, because it's delicious. Better or less or the same as the brownie?
Same. I think it's just as good. I mean, I guess if tech, I mean, it fell off the stick a little easier, I guess.
They're both laying there. You can only have one. Which one do you take?
This one. Butter.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I came on the right wing, gentlemen.
See, I think I'd go the other way.
Really?
I think I'd go with the brownie, the chocolate brownie. I like this a lot.
Yeah.
I think the brownie's a five. If I'm rating this against the brownie.
I go five and a half.
So
I've broken the bar the scale.
it's like when I weighed myself.
Anarchy.
It's like when I got on the scale that one time and it went around and I was 5 pounds. I'm like, well, it's time to make some life decisions.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Guess it's time to either go for a run or it's time to remove the product
or from die.
Film. So I'll go 4.75.
Okay.
All right, because I think it's delicious. It's absolutely delicious.
I mean, yeah, it's If you
didn't have the brownie before, he probably would have given it a five.
I would. Like
that's what. Yeah.
I just love the brownie.
Yeah,
I like
had
the brownie.
You had to quantify.
If they were both laying in front of me, I would choose the brownie.
Because I'm not a huge chocolate guy. I mean,
I like chocolate.
Yeah, I know. So like this to me is perfect. I thought things was less sweeter than the.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I know, it's so good.
It's really good.
And I'm sure the strawberry was going to be just
the strawberry
as good.
When I took it out and held it between my two fingers and twirled it around, I mean, it was curtains.
Did you take a moment to enjoy the indulgence?
I mean, if I was alone, I would have let out a I could recite that thing verbatim.
I know.
I feel like I'm in grade school again where we had to learn the rosary and recite it in front of the class.
Oh, God. Hail Mary. Oh, my God. Oh, it was horrible.
Full of grace.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to your beer.
And by the way, the whole ditty should be the name of the show.
the whole entire thing.
That whole ditty.
Be like, that's great. Dan was throwing out 5.5, so we don't know what happened.
The whole ditty should be the name of the show.
There will be the name of the show. Allowed. That's the name of the show. All right, your beer, the Bud Light Orange.
I said Bud Light was a 1.5. Bud Light Lime was a 3. For me, I'd go this is a 2. It's slightly better than Bud Light Plain.
Yeah, I didn't dislike it as much as you guys. Well, I don't think you disliked it, but it just wasn't as good as a Bud Light Lime. I think it's like a 2.5. I think it was pretty good.
I agree. I'm kind of the same thing I did with this. You're rating it against something you already know.
Yeah.
So I'm rating it against Bud Light.
Yeah.
And I'm rating it against Bud Light Lime. If all three are in front of me and I could only have one, I'm going Bud Light Lime.
Yes.
That is not a great beer.
Yeah.
I would give that a 2.5.
Yeah.
This I would give a 2, and Bud Light is a 1.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So that's right where I would go with that. Let's go with my snack next, which I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, a chip is a chip is a chip, but this was very good seasoning.
Above and beyond.
Very unique. These are the Hawaiian Kettle Style Potato Chips Luau Barbecue.
I'm going to go 4.5. The only thing I docked it, I think I still got the spice. Like, it's a lingering type of, like, to me, it's an annoying spice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
see, I like that afterburn.
I do it for a little bit, but I still got it.
See, I like that it's still there.
See, you couple it with the buttercream.
Well, there you go.
And it ended it
but,
right away.
I mean, by no means is a 4.5. I mean, I think.
No.
On a crunch, that's probably the best crunch I've ever had on a chip.
It's a very strong chip. And in my opinion, if you're making me go, oh, that's a barbecue chip and I'm going back for more, for me, it's got to be a 5.
Wow.
I told you I was going to be throwing them out willy-nilly, but you guys brought the thunder, and it warrants 5s. I mean, 2 5 snacks tonight.
Yeah. I love them. I absolutely love them. We don't do many potato chips because...
They're potato chips.
They're potato chips, and while they're all delicious, because I love potato chips, especially kettle cooked, there are not a lot that kind of either intrigue me or wow me. These wowed me.
And those new Lay's flavors are all crap. They're all like those, like, oh, you know, chocolate-covered bees crap.
The Lay's the novelty is cool.
And they're all flimsy. I like a chip that has this crunch that we both are into.
You have to stack up like 12 of them to even get a crunch.
I don't want to give it a 5, but it's a 4.5 for sure.
I almost gave it a 5, seriously. But I just feel like I had to dock it for something.
I'm not docking it.
Because you're not me. You just can't be throwing out 5s willy-nilly.
Yeah, I can't be.
I'm not docking it.
I'm like Oprah with the 5. You get a 5.
You get a 5. You get a 5. Oh, Gail.
Gail. That was good. That was a deep cut.
She was a cliffhanger.
That's a throwback.
Yeah, that is. That's a callback.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
I'm not professional.
Remember that time Billy Crystal was in Rambo?
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
That was good.
Those good times.
Yeah.
Man. And then he was in that shower with Sharon Stone and Sliver.
Oh, that was awesome.
It wasn't Sliver.
No.
Damn it. That was William. That was William Baldwin that he was. She was in Sliver with.
Yeah. Billy Crystal put the beat down on Apollo Creed. Never stood a chance.
Yeah. How about my beer? The stout. It's gone.
It's right over here.
Thank you.
Late night.
The stout sour sauce.
Oh, I'm first.
Yeah, we'll let you. I mean, you've been great.
You've only been first for 152 episodes. Well, hold on, no. 175 episodes.
Yeah, I've been here like 62. I go one.
Really?
I would never drink it again. It smells like feet. Doesn't taste much better. One. I hate it.
The Specialist was the movie I was thinking of with Sharon Stone and Sylvester Stallone. I mean, Sharon Stone and Billy Crystal.
I would never drink that again.
I like that Robbie, he'll never pull any punches. Yeah. And that's what I respect about Robbie. He's an authentic gentleman.
Yes.
For me, I was a big fan of this. I just put it in on Untappd, and I checked it in at a 4.25. I really, really enjoyed this beer.
High.
I think it's super, super sippable. And if you don't like sours, you're not going to like it. It does have a little bit of the sour, but you know, it kind of also has that Weiss beer kind of style where it's not overtly sour. So I really enjoyed it, and yeah, I'm going to stick with my rating I put on Untappd, 4.25.
It is a Berliner Weiss, and this tart, peachy Berliner Weiss is perfect for those hot summer days. Kettle soured and aged on peaches, this tart German-style wheat ale is delicately crisp and remarkably refreshing. I agree wholeheartedly. I think this beer is excellent. I am giving it a 4.5 on Untappd.
Wow.
I love me some sour beers now. I think this is super refreshing.
It's just good.
The perfect amount of fruitiness and the perfect amount of bitterness, and then the sour kind of tartness. I love how it all ties together. I love this a lot. I'm giving it a 4.5.
I think we're going to find a sour one day that Robbie likes.
Nope. No, I don't think it's going to happen.
Look, I thought I'd never get into the sours, too, and here I am, all in on the sours. So those
we're
going
to find one that's made with feet, and maybe that'll counteract
Yeah, maybe it'll actually. Listen, if it tastes like feet.
Then you're
into I'm going to probably give it a 2.5. At least it smells and tastes the same.
Here are our drinks and our snacks on episode 152. Enjoy them and let us know what you think. All right, Robbie, we have a couple minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about this issue that really kind of rubbed you the wrong way.
Okay, so let me just ask this right now. So, like, my wife and I got invited to a graduation party.
Okay.
We actually have two tomorrow.
Okay.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm
it was great. About time.
Yeah, it only took me 14 years. I mean,
third grade was tough.
It was rough.
I never doubted you for, well, there was those, it was that decade. But after that, I knew you had it.
I pushed through. But
really,
so the one is
really applied yourself.
Yeah. One is a traditional hot dogs, hamburgers. It's at a pavilion. They're going to have like a big adult jumpy, which I'm actually looking forward
a
to.
A bounce house?
No, but like it's like an obstacle course for adults, but it's
okay.
Like a blow up thing. It's kind of cool. and then the other one, my wife's side, no children are allowed. There's no, I mean, again, these are underage kids. And okay, that one, it bothers me a little bit. Dress code.
What? For a graduation party?
And.
What's the dress code?
White the dress code affair. Is.
Bond casual.
It wasn't Bond casual.
The show with a martini in hand.
It was.
But it doesn't have to be shaken.
Nor stirred?
No.
It was, all I know, I forget how it was worded, but it's like dress. Like the women should wear dresses. Like, not like gowns, but like
sundresses?
Yeah, but like,
just let people show up to the graduation party.
Yeah, and there was a...
What are the dudes supposed to wear?
I don't know, because I'm not going, because I'm very irritated.
I like that.
And what's the... there was a... What do you call that when you register?
What? For a graduation party?
Yeah.
There's a gift registry?
A gift registry.
Where?
I don't know. I don't care.
Was it?
That is ridiculous.
Seriously, I mean, I'm infuriated by this. Do I have a right to be infuriated?
Well, infuriated is a little much. It's cool that Lee is not forcing you to go, or that there isn't going to be some stigma against with her family with you not.
Oh, I'm
showing
sure there
up.
Will be.
Okay, well, you
I
just don't care.
Don't tell me to show up in a boutonniere.
Where is it being held?
It's inside. I don't know. It's. I don't know. It's not an outdoor event.
It seems odd.
It's an indoor.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because I think every graduation party I've ever been to is
in someone's backyard.
It's a picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mine was like, okay, I mean, whatever. I'm we're all of age now. They're like, okay, we have some beer. Give me your keys. You're not leaving. You know what I mean? That's
definitely not my experience.
Everybody put their keys in a fishbowl. Yeah, that was really weird. Yeah.
It's another thing that just gets under my skin. Like, it just makes me hot.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, what I would say is it's uncalled for. It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's a graduation party.
It's grounds to not go, I think.
It has to be, the graduate has to be female, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing, too. Like, I get...
It's just they tend to be fancier. A dude does not want a graduation party that has hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, no. I'm with you. Me, too.
I mean, like, you go to a wedding, I get not invited a kid. Like, to me, like, there's alcohol involved. I don't think that's a place for children.
Plus,
an open bar
takes away from the fun of the wedding.
Plus, a lot of receptions start a little bit later in the evening.
Yeah. And I don't feel appropriate, like, if parents are drinking with kids. Like, to me, I feel that it's a little irresponsible. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it depends how much drinking there's going to be.
Yeah. Father of the year.
But if it's open bar, man, listen. Well, the kid's alive. Let's not go crazy. but I don't know. I just think it's this new world we live in. Like, it's like this, like, you see...
Everything has to be bigger
like
than
like, graduation
life.
Parties are on TV. The Kardashians had this, you know.
Have a registry.
They gave Bentleys away as a gift.
It just seems a little unnecessary.
Okay, well, I am so sick of getting gifts for people. It's pissing me off.
I like that.
I'm so tired of giving gifts.
I'm with you.
I mean, everything is a gift.
Yeah, just your presence is a gift.
Yeah, exactly.
Who needs presents with his presence?
That's right. I'm so sick. Everything is like, oh, bring a gift. Yeah. Everything is a gift.
And yet, nobody has any money.
No, yeah, you know exactly. What I mean? We're all broke.
Yeah, we're all broke because all we're buying is gifts.
Yes, all the time.
That's what I hate it.
I'm tired of it.
I got my girlfriend a sweet birthday gift.
Yeah,
though.
Well, birthdays are
that's what I mean. Birthday and Christmas. What else do we need gifts for?
That's nothing else.
It's ridiculous.
Remove products from plastic film by pulling the stick very slowly.
Where's Mike Ben?
To increase anticipation.
Robbie and I were just like hyping each other up. Like, I'm ready to fight somebody.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Holding your dessert on a stick between your fingers, take a moment to admire it. Twirl it around and observe the texture and beauty of the delicious treat you are about to enjoy. Bite generously into your dessert on a stick and close your eyes to savor the indulgence. If you are alone, feel free to allow it to continue.
If you ever fluctuate your voice during an it makes it instantly creepier.
It does.
You know, the good news is, I don't think we share that it's a Friday night.
This show's going to be 2 minutes long.
Late night. Seriously, it's going to be, hello, goodbye, Dan's not welcome back.
The good news is I've got 48 hours to edit it, which is approximately what is going to be needed.
I needed this, though. Thank you, gentlemen, for having me.
Oh, anytime. Not anymore. Back, but I don't got to edit nothing.
When can you come back to record this week's show?
Why don't we just dismiss Dan and we'll just do it again?
Roll it back.
By the way, we can't blame Dan.
No.
Not all Dan.
I think we're all to blame.
The re-record will have 75 less.
That
was good. My face hurts from laughing, actually. That's a good sign. I needed that. Drop dead, scumbag.
Really quick. One of the other reasons I invited you is last weekend, we mentioned this, you went to the Adam Sandler show at Hershey.
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, my. He was awesome live. It was way better than I expected. Rob Schneider came out.
I was going to say, was he there?
They sang Station 69
How
together,
was it?
And it was beautiful.
Was he flying, or was it just out on the stage?
No, he just walked out on the stage. But they had that guy, like, John something with an L, the guy with the wonky eyes. Yes. They had him come out on the stage because he's from Philly, and he just goes, we all know a guy with a wonky eye. And that was, like, one of the best parts. But he was awesome. If you ever had a chance to see him live, it was way better than I expected. He was captivating. He was gracious with his time. He did 2 hours straight.
Wow.
Adam Sandler.
Did he close with the Farley song?
He didn't close with that. He played one more after that. It was a remix of The Piano Man called The Funny Man. And he was recording for a special, so you weren't allowed to bring in your phones, weren't allowed to bring cameras, and maybe The Night from Hershey will be part of the special.
Oh, that's cool.
You'll be able to tell, judging. He was wearing this blue shirt, bananas all over it.
I wonder if that's a Netflix?
It's a Netflix special.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool. So he's doing another comedy music special. So there was new stuff on there, too.
It was 50% new, 50% old
stuff. That's awesome.
Very cool. Yeah. I'm super, super jealous.
You would love it. Yeah, you would love it.
Well, thanks for coming, Dan, and ruining...
and making me edit everything.
And ruining my weekend.
I'm sorry.
Robbie, what do you want to say to these people?
Don't choke on your stick.
That's right. Admire it. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
We're sorry.
I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry. Late night, late night.
My face hurts.
Don't.
I know. It's
good. You know how we always ask you to share the shows? Not this one.